first person singular. Views expressed are not necessarily those of KSQD. Jason Scorse asks, what does freedom really mean?
Freedom is a powerful word and a powerful concept. It's bandied about in America more than just about any other phrase. But what does it really mean? There are positive freedoms, like the freedom to a good education or healthcare, and negative freedoms, like the freedom from unwanted search and seizure or censorship of political speech. But what has become increasingly apparent is that for many on the right, freedom doesn't really mean any of those things. What it means is that white people have the freedom to do whatever they want without repercussions or accountability. You can see this in the GOP's voting against the bipartisan commission to investigate the January 6th insurrection. Most congressional Republicans are downplaying this act of domestic terrorism, even though their own lives were at risk only a few short months ago. The reason is simple. Most of them actually sympathize with the rioters as they continue to peddle the big lie about the 2020 election. Just imagine if the group that had ransacked the Capitol had consisted of black and brown people. Right-wing media would be calling for the death penalty for all the perpetrators. But since it was white Republicans, they don't even want to investigate the matter any further. We saw the origins of this type of behavior in the Bundy militia standoff of 2014, in which armed white men took over federal property and threatened federal officials. Most of these domestic terrorists were treated with kid gloves and suffered virtually no consequences. There's one sure thing with extremist behavior. The more it goes unpunished, the more it continues to grow. I'm Jason Scorse.
Jason Scorse teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you have an opinion to share, send your 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.